What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer here for the Purple Project Podcast. On this Saturday night edition, folks, I just got back from Stillwater and calling just a few hours ago a down-of-the-wire match. A lot more on the Flint Hills squads. I've been promoting that for the last few weeks and haven't gotten around to that, so I apologize to them, but I'm definitely going to do a roundup here on the upcoming episodes. Probably, I hope to have that done at some point, but this is the K-State podcast, all about what's going on with the Kansas State Wildcats athletic programs. This is on men's basketball, and spoiler alert, both the men and women lose today. The women, heartbreaking loss out on the road. You lose by three to Oklahoma. That drops them to 18-10. A lot more on the women on a separate podcast. But this one focused on the men, and everybody's saying about them tournament hopes. You can officially flush them down the toilet. They lose the game to Iowa State. I turned into this game on K-Man coming in from Harrington in the middle of the coming back from Stillwater, right? Iowa State had, a 13-point lead or 12-point advantage on K-State. K-State battled back like they've done in these Big 12 conference games all year long, but fall on the short end of the stick yet again. And I talked about home court, right? And they don't do it. They don't get it done, and it allows Iowa State to win 20 games. 20-9 Iowa State, and now you're 500. 14-14. Yeah, this is not NC. If you're using common sense, and I'm calling out a couple of people here. If you're using common sense, 14-14 ain't NCAA worthy. No, it's just not. And you had an opportunity, and this got really interesting late because I listened to this all the way to the driving to the Flint Hills basketball game. The crowd was hyped up. I think that's the loudest I've heard Bramlage, honestly, over the radio. I'm being dead serious. I'm not joking around. That play was hopping, making a run, and it got to the three. Iowa State, I think this was a turning point, maybe the key for Iowa State winning the ball game, pulling this out, 1-point win in Bramlage. That key run after K-State answered an 8-0 run, and then they went on another mini spurt. Iowa State responded with a 7-run spurt of their own to some degree. Anyway, I did not watch the game. I did not watch this game. I listened to half of the second half because I was getting ready to call the third place game of the Flint Hills Christian School Warriors girls team, right? So, and to make even matters even worse, you have a guy that you should have grabbed, Caleb Grill. Have you heard of this guy before? K-State was interested in this dude. Instead, Caleb Grill grills them. And Caleb Grill is interesting because this guy's been all over the place. This guy's been in like three or four different schools in his college career. And Caleb Grill grilled K-State today in this one. He was lights out from downtown in this one. I'm going to switch to the tab here. Yeah, Caleb Grill. If I find him, he came off the bench. 18 off the bench, 6 threes connected, 6 of 10, all of his points from the three-point lane or three-point line. You can't get beat by like that. That's just something else right there. And again, Nigel Pack, I believe this is his third, if my count's correct, I think this is his third 30-point game this year, and K-State hasn't won any of them. 0-3. Yeah, I believe K-State's 0-3 when Nigel Pack scores 30 or more points. The story of the season for K-State. You're in these games, and that's just why they're definitely not going to get in now. I've been a proponent from a few weeks ago, and I got made fun of on the podcast, saying, well, you know, Alex said, they're still alive for the NCAA tournament. We ain't no more. We're done. And I've called it way before then. They're not an NCAA worthy team, and the 14-14 just not going to get in. They're going to need to get on a serious ass run if they're going to even get into the tournament, which I don't see that happening anyway. And I might be speaking for half of K-State Nation when it comes to basketball. I might be really, I'm on a roll today for whatever reason. I'm just fired. I got a second wind all of a sudden. I was exhausted coming back to Manhattan. But all of a sudden now, I just got done recording my other podcast. And now, hop on here with you guys, K-State Nation, and doing this daily, which will come out tomorrow. Tomorrow night. So, yeah, you just can't do that. You lose by one, and this has been your story of the Big 12 season. I mean, you lose these games that you should have won. TCU, at Oklahoma to the list. Not Oklahoma. Well, yeah, Oklahoma on the road. Yeah, you can do that. What's the game I was looking at? KU, you should have won that one. Definitely, for sure. Nigel Pack. When Nigel Pack scores 30 or more points, K stays winless. Ha, stat that, Stan Weber, stat that. Call you out on that. 32 points, Nigel Pack, incredible. 6-9 from downtown, 11-15 shooting. Another wasted 30-point game, plus game for Pack. Marquise Noel, 16 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. He was only 1 of 7 from the field. Mark Smith, 12-9 for him. Mike McGurl, 6 points for him in a starting role again in 32 minutes of action. And then Masud Iziegu Miguel all had 2 points. And your Davion Bradford 1 point weekly edition of the Pro Project Podcast. So there you go, right there. Yeah, Davion Bradford has been awful this year for Kansas State. Yeah, so yeah. I'm sorry, I'm being brutally honest, but hey, when you're on a roll, you just gotta keep it rolling. So yeah, I mean, what can you say? What can you say? All you can do is shrug your shoulders and, you know, start looking forward to the future. And I know I'm saying this a little, maybe slightly a little early before even the Big 12 tournament in another week. But, you know, the future's in doubt for this basketball team, particularly Bruce Weber. Obviously, we've been saying that since the introduction of this Pro Project Podcast weekly/daily. And Nigel Pack. That's going to be no pun intended, a pack deal there. I'm a little bit worried about that. About Nigel. So, yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, we're just going to have to see. Stay tuned. Stay tuned for that. It's for basketball. You're going to hear it here on a daily. We'll see what happens. But this was a costly loss. And this one, if Oklahoma State wasn't the dagger last weekend, this is it right here. Iowa State, you lose 74-73. You know, it's just another heartbreaking loss in the Big 12 for K-State. That's all I can say right there. The next game is Texas Tech. I believe, if my memory is correct, they got to go on the road. And, yeah, it's just another game now. You're not – yeah, you can't say that this team is NCAA or you're tripping. So, yeah, it is what it is there as well. So, both basketball teams lose today. K-State women falling, and they fall to, 8-8 now in the conference play, I believe. Yeah, they're still trending in the wrong direction, in my opinion. There as well. They got no momentum and they lost to Oklahoma. Oklahoma, I haven't looked at the stats yet, but I think I picked that a little bit. Serena Sundell had a big game against Texas earlier this week and she really lit up Oklahoma today. She's one of my favorite players. I've been saying that all year long. I really like her. She's got a huge, bright future ahead of her. I believe she scored 24 points in the game this afternoon in Norman, but K-State loses by 3, the women's team, and the men lose by 1. It's been that type of day. Flint Hills girls team lose by a point. I lose by a position. So it's been that type of Saturday for Eddie Greer in K-State. So it is what it is. The Pro Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. And well, by the way, I'm gonna tweet this right now. Episode 88 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly is up with our first special guest. And he'll be back. He's going to be back for more. Keelan Valentine, a former backup K-State running back who played in the Ron Prince era, really shared some really good insight there as well. I'm not going to spoil that. You're going to have to go back, check it out, wherever you get your podcast. Really, really good episode with Keelan. And we got another guest lined up, I believe. I got to confirm that. He said he'd love to do it. And this is going to... Actually, I'm not going to spoil that. So, I'll leave that as a cliffhanger for y'all while I'm fired up. So, yeah. I mean, Very awesome, awesome episode with Keithan. That's up now. Episode 88. The countdown to 100 is on. And we're going to have another special guest this week. So I'm excited about that as well. And I got a couple of questions for him. There you go. So the Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. That's going to do it for right now. I better put a pin on this daily before it gets really, really good. Eddie Greer III, appreciate you guys. K-State Nation, continue to spread the word. This podcast keeps getting better and better. Trying to open up to more guests. That was a lot of fun with Keithan last week. And like I just said, promoting this next episode, we could have another one. Definitely, it's pretty much set. We just got to figure out what day this week to record. And we're going to be with no race now till mid-March. Everything's a go. So definitely I'm excited to have this next guest on the Purple Project Podcast. But for right now, that's it for right now. Go Cats. We'll talk to you guys on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.